on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Bey. After those long sugyas, difficult sugyas, we have a short, I won't say easy, because once you go into anything, it gets more difficult. Everything is easy when you look at it superficially, but the subject matter is for sure easier. Sulam HaMitzri Enu Memayit V'Yatsuri Memayit. So we're going to talk about ladders today and tomorrow. That a Egyptian ladder, Rashi, however, Kotanu, it's a small ladder, the Noach Liglo, and it's easy to take it. Misham Enu Memayit, it's not going to be Memayit. A small ladder that's easy, we already saw yesterday, that something that's a Nitol, the Shabbos, is not going to be Memayit, something that's easily moved. So over here, an Egyptian ladder, which is small, it's easily moved, won't be Memayit. But a Tzori, this is a larger ladder. I don't know what it's called today, but these are Memayit because people don't move it. Heichi Dami Sulam HaMitzri. What is a Sulam HaMitzri? I'm going to read the Rebbe Yanni. Kol She'ein Lo Arba Kavuki. Something that doesn't have four vongs to it. Less than four vongs is considered a small ladder, and you can take it on Shabbos. Omer Le'Ravacha B'Rei D'Rava Le'Ravashi. My time at the Sulam HaMitzri D'Lom HaMayit. He asked him, what's the reason that a Sulam HaMitzri is not Memayit? And we just said it. Omelei, lo shemilach, you didn't hear. Had yomi revacha barada, omei rev hamanuna, omei rav. Mishum dahavi lei davar nito b'shabes. It's small, it's a davar nito b'shabes. The whole davar nito b'shabes, ain't a Memayit. And that's the basic principle over here. If it's going to, if it can be moved, and it's common to be moved, it's not considered in any way permanent, and therefore it won't be Memayit the wall, and even though it looks like it's there, we consider it like it's not there. And therefore the wall is still going to be a bona fide wall. We'll have nafkaminas on going up on the wall, using the other side, and all the ends. It's not Memayit the wall. Rashi. Chavachim, that's Eshkolonis. Okay. Ihachi. If so, it's a davar nitl in Shabbos. For all davar nitl b'Shabbos, ain't a memayit. Yach efilat tzori, the tzori ladders, these big ladders, people also take them. Namich, it should also be a davar nitl ladder. What's the difference if it's a small ladder or if it's a big ladder? If it's a davar nitl b'Shabbos and it's going to be taken, why should one not be memayit and one should be memayit? Hatam kovdo kovo. Over there, the heaviness is kovo. Since it's so heavy, it's considered like it's not a davar hanitol b'Shabbos. Weight heavy objects we don't move on Shabbos, while a light ladder would be more likely to be used. Rashi, kov do kovo, umitok shahu kaved. Since it's very heavy, ain not l'matol misham. You're not going to move it. Velo mishum iser el mishum shekasha lidlo. It's not because there's an iser on this ladder. It's rather because it's difficult to move. So Rashi holds there's no isra at all. It's just it's not a davar hanito. Tosfot immediately, for those who learn Masechet Beit, there's a famous case over there of the ladder. Right? You have a ladder up, and over there the case is it's also to move on Shabbos. You can look at Tosfot real quickly. Mashmacha the kol sulamot nitlum b'Shabbos. All ladders can be taken on Shabbos, and the only problem is that one's heavy and one's not. Bein mitzvah bein tzorin. It's a tema. From a sect of Beya, Mashma de Sulam Shalalia, also the Tafel. If you have a Sulam in your house, you're not allowed to take it because people are going to say you're putting it up on your house and you're doing work. You're going to do a Tiyah on your roof. So we bring down different things over there. Over there, we say that the reason is because that ladder is a funny ladder. It looks like, right? Dana Tom says that that in one case, it's a ladder that's taken from place to place. But a Sulam Shel Aliyah, which is very big, it looks like you're going to go up onto the roof and do work on it. Whatever the case is, it's a little bit of a difficulty. Over here, Rashi says that there's no Isser involved. It's just that it's going to be something that's a double and nitol or not. Seems to be ladders that are certainly, we've shown them a grappling between the two sugis over here. It's really, they give tirutzim, but it's a good question over there. Over there, there's an Isra. Over here, it's not. Omer Abaya. Let's see. Rashi, no Rashi. Omer Abaya, Kotel Shepen Shtei Chatzeros. You have a wall between two Chatzeros, meaning that it's going to split the two Chatzeros. What does it mean for us? It means that they can't make one Erev between everybody. They have a wall between them. So now each one has to make their own individual Erev. Kavoa Esar Tefachim, and it's higher than 10 Tefachim, and it's a bona fide Mechitza splitting up the two walls. V'aniach Sulam Rachav Arba Mikan, V'Sulam Rachav Arba Mikan. Now what happened was they took a sulam that's 4 tefachim thick on one side going up, and a sulam that's 4 tefachim thick on the other side, meaning they just basically made a doorway. That's what it is, basically. It's a hitzcha. It's an opening between the two of them. They can go up and down very easily. The ein bein zeh lezeh shlosha tefachim, and they're close. We're using the lumdus of lavud over here. You have an opening. There's an opening. Memayit. It's no problem, it's opening. In the picture books, these picture books have very nice pictures that illustrate everything bidyuk. Have a lot of pictures coming up. Okay, here's the book. Here's a picture of a Sulam Mitzri. It's very small. It's only 3 rungs on it. Since it has 3 rungs, it's very easily moved, and therefore it's Memayit. Here we have one ladder on one side of the Chatzer going on the wall, a ladder on the other side of the Chatzer going up the wall, and there's less than 3 tefachim between the two of them, meaning it's considered like one unit. You go up and down. If it's further than 3, it's going to be considered too far apart. It's not going to be one. So over here, you have something over there, you're going to have something. It's not going to be a full pitzcha. Omer Abaya, Kotel Shepen Shtei Chatzeros, Kavor Asar Tefachim, Yaniach Sulam Rachav Arba Mikan, Sulam Rachav Arba Mikan, Ve'ein Bein Zela Zeh Shlosh Tefachim Mimayit. Shlosha, but if there is 3 tefachim between them, ain't a memayit. Rashi. Sulam rachav dalad mikan bechatzir zu bechein bezu ubehem olim v'yardim mizu lezu. It's the way they get from one chatz to the other one. You have them close together. It's going to make the pischa. You can consider it one chatzir, and you can make your eruv. Ve'ein bein zeh lezeh gimel kolomer afilu einu mikivanim zeh keneged zeh. Even though they're not exactly bidyuk, one going up and one going down next to each other, then it makes it like a full passageway. As long as they're not separate 3, and 3 is the big number of lavud, once you have 3, it's considered like it's not even there. It's a minimal amount of space. It's considered like the kavanim. If it's a pesach, and if they want to, they could be ma'arv together. One eruv between everybody. It's not going to be a Pesach. They cannot make an Erev together. It's not considered like they're totally joined together. And we didn't say this to Halacha. If the top of the Kotel is Arba, we're talking about when it's not Arba. The only time when it's less, when it's more than 3 apart, that the ladders will not make a Pischa, and when it's not Arba on the top. Aval avi kotel arba, but if the kotel is arba, afilu muflat tuva nami. Even if it's very far away, the two ladders, it works. It's good. Sivashi, v'lo armo ele bekotel tzar. We were only talking about a small, very narrow kotel. She'ein noach laholech alav, that you can't walk on it. Aval yesh berachov udalad, but if the wall is nice and thick, afilu muflat tuva. Even if the two ladders are very far away from each other, Hari Olim the Rosho, one can go up to the top of this wall, or Mahalik Rivosho Achimikiel the Sulam Chavero, until he gets to Sulam the Chavero. The Ritva explains more thoroughly that since a Kotel, once it's Dalit Tefachim, is Rishus Bifnei Atzma, and therefore you have 2 Chatzeros that are opened up to it, and you could walk along the side of it, and that's enough. Beforehand, when it's less than Dalit Tefachim, I can't, if I go up, I have to go down to make it a full pischa. Over here, I could just go up. I could walk along the whole length of it, so it's all one reshus, and I could go down another one, and that would be 2 openings that is fine for this kota. That's it for the ladders for a little bit. Tomorrow we'll have more about ladders. Oh my, do I have a picture here? Yeah, picture has it nice and clear. Again, it's a nice, clear thing that's going on over here. Here's the wall. It's nice and thick. Since it's Dalit Tefachim, it's considered Machum Choshuv. Rachum Kosher is something I can use it, I could be stomped on it, I could go up and down on it. So even if you don't have to love it between the two of them, since I have full usage on it, I go up over here, go down over there, it's no problem. It's called a Pischa, even though the wall is 10 and 4 thick, it's a nice solid wall between them. We can make an area between both chatzeros, and people can go up and down and use each other's chatzeros on Shabbos. Omer Rav Beilai Bar Abaya, Bona Itzdava. If he made like a little ramp, a little block, something between the two of them, Shel Eitz, Rashi mentions, he made it between the two of them. Over here is Bona Itzdava Al Gabi Itzdava. He made one Itzdava and he made another one on top. Rashi says, Somek Lakoto, they're both Somek Lakoto. And there's space between the two of them, and the top one has legs to it. Meaning you put a little stool or something, or a little block on the bottom, and then you put something up with two legs higher. Again, picture is very clear. This picture, it's picture 256. You have your itztaba, the bottom one, and then you have a higher one. There's airspace in between the two of them, two legs going down into the ground. That's the situation we're dealing with. In yesh be'itztaba ha'tachtona, arba, if it has arba, then they're going to be mamayit. In nami, and let's say that the meaning will be mamayit. In nami, ein be'tachtona arba, let's say the bottom one doesn't have arba. The yesh be'yona arba, but the top one has arba. The ein bein zeh lezeh shlosha, but there isn't between this one or that one. Three, meaning there's lavud between the top one and the bottom, and the top one is four, it's going to be memayit. It's not even a problem. Rashi? Huh? Memayit, the length, the height of the wall, and now the wall is not considered yud, and it's a small wall, and you could be, it's sort of an area between the two of them. It's memayit and mechitza. Bona itztava shel eitz, al gavi itztava, somech lakoto, v'yish avir mafsig b'ne zu lezu shahay el yonu v'glayim, im yish betaktona orach dalet ubar nitmayit kuboy shel koto miyud. There we have it. If the lower one has a length of four, it's considered a machum chashuv, and it comes to be memayit the height of the wall from yud. The wall was yud, it separated two of them. This itztava that is four wide is enough to make a makom chashuv that you could, that part of the wall is now less than yud, and if it's four wide, that's enough to matter the whole space between the two. It's enough to matter between the two chatzim. Memayit dal elyona miyacha. You might, and you remove the el, you just subtract the elyona from it. Inami ein ba dalad, it doesn't have the dalad. The yesh bel yona dalad, now we need the higher one, which is dalad. The ein ben zu lezu gimel, meaning if you just have like a big thing on the wall, like nailed onto the wall, or two steps to raglayim, two legs going up, and it's in the middle of the wall, and it's dalad, but it's not on the ground, it's not mamayit. Over here the chiddush is, the bottom one can't be mamayit from the ground up. The top one is less than three from it, we make a lavud between the two of them, and that one has dalad, that now can be memayit between the memayit the height of the wall, and you could use it. Inami ein ba dalad v'yesh bel yona dalad v'ein ben zela zeh gimel chashvinen lehu kechad. The lumdus of lavud comes in again. We consider like one. The apa picha hamiyut zeh katzer milamalta. Even though this, what we're being memayit, the height of the wall, the bottom part is less. It's too narrow. It won't work by itself. However, it's male shiur milamala, since we filled the shiur up higher, shapidami, and it's all considered one unit, that's going to be enough, that since that dalid tefachim is even higher, since it's already attached now to the ground, even though at the ground level it's not four, the top level is four, it's enough. Aval yesh b'neim shlosha. But if there's space of three before them, and we cannot use lavud, it's not going to be bottled, the space between them, and then you have a higher one up, which is four tefachim, and a lower one on the bottom, which is less than four tefachim. Training who? It's two different objects over here. Well, miyut bi'avya lav shemeya miyut, and the miyut of the avya is lav shemeya miyut. We don't consider it a miyut. at Shita's Rashi. The whole tumult on whether miut biavi is shemei miut or not, but for the sake of our sugya, Rashi holds it's absolutely not, and that's the reason why it's not going to work over here. So it was a shlosh tzvachim. Omer Rav Nachman, another case. Omer Rav Bar Avua, sulam sheshlivotav, the shlavim. What are they again? The rungs. Porchot, they are porchot, meaning it's irregular. There's air between them. In yeshba shliva hatachtona arba, if there is on the shliva tachtona the width of four. Mimayit, meaning we're dealing with its parachet, meaning it goes, it gets smaller. Again, we'll use our picture over here. Picture 258. What?
Tempered
letter. Yeah, that's what we call it. Right? Starts on the bottom, it's nice and thick, the four, and it gets less up top. Wider, thank you. Wider. And it gets narrower up top. That's what we're dealing with over here. And we'll see the opposite case also. Thank you. Sulam shlivatav porochot. Im yesh ba shliva hatachtona arba memayit. We don't care about the top. As long as on the bottom it had four. Inami ein ba shliva hatachtona arba. Not the bottom one has a width of four. So yesh ba shliva el yona arba. But the top one has four. The ein bein zeh lezeh shlosha. And we have levud between each shlav, each rung. We have less than three, just like we saw the case before with the istaba. If you have less than three and the top one is four, it's mamayit. It's going to be mamayit because we just considered all one unit. You have your four. Also over here, it's mamayit. Rashi, shlivat parochot, shlivat chavakim of the rungs, she klonis delaz, madregot shalana shakoin gratitz, karele nami sulam. You could also call it a sulam. The sulam she'enu asoy ke'en madrega. It's not like a ramp that has steps on it. Ela ke'en shliva. What Taylor is talking about, it has shliva shalano. It's a regular ladder that we call a ladder. She'esh avya bein chavakim. There's space between the chavakim. And the parocha, she'parocha azu al zu, bezako eto lakotel. They're separate, and it's tapered, and it's up against the kotel. Im yesh ba shliva tachtona arba. If you have the width of four on the bottom, uban it mayit akotel miyasar mimayit. And now this ladder is big enough that it's going to be mimayit, the length, the height of the kotel, and you could walk up on it. It's going to be mimayit, and you're going to have a kotel less than yud with all the dinim that comes with the kotel less than yud. Inamik the parosh kabi itztaba. If you want, like we explained with the itztaba, for shliva hatachtona. Namiki she'ein muvdelet min hakarkos shlosha, and the shliva, the bottom, it's also not going to be three kamar. It's enough since the top one is four. It's going to be considered wide enough. It's all considered one. It's going to be mamayit the kotel. And Yemir Hashem, the Bav will be back tomorrow.